Okay, today we're going to be moving on to the second parak of Maseches Maisos, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So we've already discussed how a person is allowed to snack from produce that Trumas Maisos have not been taken from, up until the point, you could snack from the produce, up until the point that something was koveya them for Maisros. And we discussed that there are six things that are koveya for Maisros. I don't think we ever listed all six, but we mentioned that if you take Truma from something, if you sell something, if you cook something, you know, if you bring it into the house, all of these types of things are koveya le Maisros. So the Mishnah tells us that the following, that Haya Over Bishuk, that if a person is Nama Aretz, was going through a market and he had some figs. And he said, "Here, take some te'inim." He was just giving out free samples. So again, the halacha is that up until the point where the Amaretz brought it into his house, no one would be chayv in Trumas HaMaisros. So normally, an Amaretz is not trusted about Trumas HaMaisros. But we assume that while Rov Amei Aretz are ma'asrim, most Amei Aretz take Trumas HaMaisros, we have to be choshesh that maybe this Amaretz did not take Maisros. So that's normally the assumption, but if he has not yet even brought it into his house, even a Talmud Chacham, even a Chaver, would not have taken Trumas HaMaisros. It's just mutter to snack on if he didn't yet bring it into his house. So if you're going into a shuk, you're around a shuk, and Amaretz is giving out free samples of Te'enim, Ochlim U'Peturim, you don't even have a din of Demai. You don't even have to be mafresh for Demai, because it's absolutely part of HaMaisros, because you could assume that the Amaretz has not yet been home. He's just going out in the field, he's just going out in the market, rather, straight from the field, has not gone home yet, so therefore nothing was koveya for Maisros. We don't assume that he previously brought them home and then went out again, because people who don't sell their produce don't usually bring it out to the market once they've already brought it home. But if he's schlepping it home from the field, it could be that he's giving out free samples along the way. And lefichach mechnisu lebateim. So therefore, if you then take that fig and bring it home, so misaknim vaday, then you have to take shumas and Maisros from it betoras vaday. It's not even to my, then it's absolutely going to be chayiv in Maisros, because we assume that those figs were never yet brought into anybody's house, and therefore the Ama Aretz, just like a chaver would not have, did not take Trumas HaMaisros. So now that you've been koveya it by bringing it into your house, you have to take Trumas HaMaisros from it. But if Tluvach Nisilu Batechem, the Ama Aretz gives you figs and he says, "Here, take these figs and bring them into your house, Lo Yochle Me'amarai," then you're not even allowed to eat from them as a snack, because by telling you to bring them home, what he's really telling you is, "I've taken Trumas HaMaisros from them," meaning what he's telling you is that I've brought them into my own house, and therefore I had to take Trumas HaMaisros, and don't worry, you can trust me, I did. I took Trumas HaMaisros. So then it becomes like regular demai. We assume that it was nikva for a chiyuv maiser. We assume that he's claiming to have taken maisros, and we have to be choshesh that maybe he did not take maisros, and therefore you have to take and therefore, if you go and bring it home, you only have to be misakin. You have to treat it as demai. You don't treat it as vadai tevel. You treat it as demai, because the Amaretz, there's a very high likelihood that the Amaretz in fact did take maisos already. Now, even in the case where he's giving out samples, if he gives out large samples, the amount of food that you would never eat in the shuk, or he's giving to an adam chashuv, the bar tenor points out, an adam chashuv doesn't snack in the shuk. We always assume, in fact, it's one of the psilei edos. We assume that people who are ochel b'shuk are undignified people. It's undignified to eat in a public setting. The people should be more dignified in the way that they eat. The whole idea of like a drive-through of take it to go, that kind of thing, is something that is anathema to cover a brios. That was a sensitivity of Chazal. So in those cases, that's ki'ilu the Amaretz is telling you to take it home. So even if he's just giving out little snack pieces and he's not telling you that he brought it into his house, but he's telling you to take it into your house, or he's giving you an amount that you can only eat once you bring home, that's the equivalent of him telling you to take it home, and therefore you have to assume that it's already tevel, and he already is claiming to have been mafresh Trumas HaMaisros, and therefore You would treat it like regular demai. Now, Mishnah Beis. Hayoshim b'shar b'chanus. People are sitting in a shar, in a gateway, or in a chanus, in a store. You know, they're sitting in a courtyard. V'amr tzul lechem te'enim. And the owner of the courtyard, or the owner of the store, says, here, take some figs. I have some extra figs here. So, ochel b'turin. You could take figs, and you could bring them into the courtyard, or bring them into the store, and eat them as a snack. They're pater. You don't have to take chumas and maestros from them, because you're still allowed a snack from them. But the owner of that courtyard or the owner of that store would be chayv to separate shumas and maisos from the figs that they bring in before you could eat any of them. Because even though bringing into, you know, of these six things that are koveya for a chiv of shumas and maisos, bringing it into a bayis or a chatzer or a chanus is enough to be koveya. That's only if you bring it into your own bayis or chanus or chatzer. But if you're not bringing it into your own bayis or chanus or chatzer, someone else's, then it's not koveya for maisos. So whatever the owner is going to bring into his own chatzar, his own store, that's koveh for the chiyuv. So now that's the shita of Tanakama, but Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the owner of the courtyard, the owner of the store, is going to be poter from being mafresh shumas and maestros in that area ad sheyachzer es panav, until he turns his face to the side when he eats, so that people don't see him eating. Oh, ad sheyishana makom yeshivaso, or he changes his seat before he eats so that he's not facing his customer while he eats. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if I'm the owner of my store, I'm the owner of my courtyard, it is not my entire store and my entire courtyard that is koveya for maestros, because there are parts of my store and parts of my courtyard that are more public, and that there might be guests, there might be other people, there might be customers that are there and that are watching and that are watching me. Such areas are not koveya for maestro. What's koveya for maestro is if I bring it into a part of my chanus or a part of my chatzar that is a more private area of my chanus and chatzar. That's going to be koveh for meiser, and therefore I'm only actually chayv to give meisros before snacking from it if I've brought it into those more private sections of my chatzar or my chanus. So again, to quickly review what we've learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that if Nama Aretz is giving out free samples of figs, you can assume that he's never brought them home yet, and therefore you can snack on them. But once you bring it into the house, it's tevel vaday. But if he's giving out free samples and telling you to bring them to your house, then you have to assume he's already brought them home, and we treat it like demai in Mishnah. So you're not allowed to eat it out in the store, out in the courtyard, and when you bring it in, out in the shuk rather, and when you bring it back home, you have to be mafresh as demai, not as real tevel. Then in Mishnah Beis we said that if you're in a chatzer or a chanus, and someone tells you, here, take some te'enim, you're allowed to bring it into the chatzer and chanus as long as you're a customer. It doesn't belong to you, and you could still snack on it. But the owner of the chatzer or chanus is a machlokas tanayim, whether he's still allowed to snack from it. Tanakama says, absolutely not. It's his house, and therefore he's already brought it in. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that he's pater, that he's not going to be chayiv in maestros until he moves to a more private section of his house, and only then will he be pater. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.